Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's top pinned and most often shared. Here is your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. When it comes to government policies and legislation, eBay's government relations team has got your back. Well, here now to fill us in on what's shaken on Capitol Hill and the internet sales tax in the lame duck session is eBay's Vice President of Government Relations and Deputy Counsel, our very own Todd Cohen. Todd, please tell us a little bit about what your team does on behalf of the eBay community before we get into the internet sales tax.
Sure. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
The general government relations team, global government relations team, has three basic things. First, to protect our top assets, which is first you, our customers. Second, our businesses. And then third, our brands. And what we try to do in the government relations team is help policymakers and legislators and regulatory authorities around the world learn what you all do. And when they learn what you all do, they're in a much better position to help and to support our activities globally.
Absolutely.
So, Todd, how will the results of this recent midterm election affect the eBay seller community, particularly the power shift in the Senate?
Well, the power shift in the Senate is quite profound. It's the first time since 2008 the Republicans will be in charge. They came very close in 2010 and 2012. And what it generally means is that the Republican Senate will be comprised of members who, in many instances, our understanding of the pressures put under our sellers and the ability for our sellers to compete against larger giant corporations who want to use government relations in many instances to harm their smaller competitors.
So what does the expanded majority in the House mean for e-commerce business?
Again, for the smaller businesses, we think that a expanded Republican majority in the House will probably lead towards an ability for small businesses to have their voices heard a little bit more than when it was a closer division between the Democrats and Republicans.
So November 4th was also a big day, Todd, for gubernatorial races. What were some outcomes there?
Well, for the gubernatorial races, again, the Republicans did a tremendous job and added in states in which we have an enormous number of buyers and sellers and users, and both on the PayPal and the eBay side. We saw expanded Republican majorities and new Republican governors in what were traditionally blue states, such as Massachusetts, a Republican governor, Maryland, a Republican governor, Illinois, a Republican governor. And then they strengthened themselves in states that are red states, such as Arkansas, and as well as in some other states around the country.
There are still a few weeks left in the current session before the new representatives take over. What's called the lame duck session. So in these next few coming weeks, what can we expect?
Well, the lame duck session, we're now on the Thanksgiving break. After Congress adjourns for the year, or after the elections, they have a general lame duck session between the elections and Christmas before the new Congress gets sworn in January. And in many instances, there are bills that would not have otherwise passed during the regular legislative session that can get moved through the Congress. So we've been focusing very much to prevent the Marketplace Fairness Act, which is a misnomer. Remember, anytime you hear anybody use the word fairness in a piece of legislation, you can be sure that somebody's going to be treated unfairly by that piece of legislation. So that's what we're focusing on during this lame duck session.
We're speaking with eBay's Vice President of Government Relations and Deputy Counsel, Todd Cohen. Todd, we've had you on a few times during the year, but we've also been keeping our listeners up to speed all year with regard to the internet sales tax, specifically the Marketplace Fairness Act. Where does that stand for right now?
So right now, we're in the midst of trying to make sure that it doesn't become law during this lame duck session. The Senate passed a bill in May 2013. The House has not passed an internet sales tax bill in the session of Congress, 2013 or 2014. Nonetheless, the Senate leadership, led by Senator Harry Reid from Nevada, had promised the retailers, the large retailers, and the states that he would move this bill during the lame duck session. So we've been working in the Senate to prevent it coming back to the floor. It will need to be passed again in the Senate in some way and then prevent it from coming to the House.
So what is the risk here if you had to assess this yourself, Todd, percentage-wise? I mean, it seems like this has been kind of a, I don't want to say, it's been on the books or it's been on the docket for passing or for consideration for years now. What do you think the risk is in these last few months?
So in any instance,
it's weeks.
We're hopeful to get through this session without it becoming law, because what's currently in front of the Senate and what's passed the Senate is so, what we believe, drastically unfair to our sellers with a very small business exemption. We are working hard to make sure that it doesn't become law. I would say this, the other side, just to put some perspective into this, the other side, our estimation is during this Congress, 2013 and 2014, the large retailers in the states have spent over $100 million to pass this piece of legislation. Mm-hmm. But for the work of you all, the work you've done in which you've reached out to your members of Congress and expressed your opinion that it was not worthwhile to pass this law as currently drafted, I'm convinced it would have already become law. So right now, I think our chances are very good to get through this session without it becoming law, but I would say that this session of Congress has been the one in which we've had the greatest risk because we'd had one of the legislative bodies pass the law, pass the bill.
Yeah, that's true. So what's the exemption, by the way, in the current wording of the law?
So the current exemption is $1 million in annual sales from any source than which you make sales. So if you're a small business that also has an offline component, your cumulative sales for the year would be calculated to determine whether you have an obligation to pay sales tax from dollar one in any location in which you do not have physical nexus. So if you, for example, are a Connecticut seller and made $1 million in sale and $750,000 in those sales were offline because you ran an offline business and you did $250,000 online, that next dollar would require you to collect every bit of sales tax no matter where the item was shipped into the 45 states in the District of Columbia that have sales tax.
So what does this mean if this passes for the whole concept and the precedent of nexus when it comes to collecting sales tax? I mean, this seems to turn it right on its head.
And it exactly turns it on its head. It goes from what was has traditionally been a place of where you sold the item. So if somebody came into the state of Connecticut and bought the item, you would have an obligation to pay the Connecticut sales tax. If
right.
you're a Connecticut seller, you have a Connecticut buyer, you have an obligation to pay the sales tax. And it would turn it on its head. Exactly right, Griff. It would put you in a place where no matter where your buyer was, you'd be required to follow the law where the buyer was located. And there's an enormous amount of international implications to what that change of standard would be. And it has not just constitutional questions, but it's really a question of what is the appropriate burden for small businesses in which they are trying to compete and already are at a great disadvantage to many of their larger competitors.
Yeah. When it comes to scale.
When it comes to scale, when it comes to returns, when it comes to convenience of pickup, when it comes to delivery, when it comes to cost of delivery, all of those things right now are in many ways structured against our sellers. And so we actually believe that we shouldn't have a tax system that also similarly disadvantages them.
And again, the impetus for this is not so much the economy right now, which is still in the recovery phase. And just this morning listening on the news actually seems to be entering a more vigorous and robust recovery phase. This is primarily being pushed by big retailers.
Absolutely.
Who are trying to push small businesses basically out of business.
Right. Who are the leaders behind this? The leading companies that care the most about making sure that the internet sales tax passes are Walmart, Target, and Amazon. Amazon works around the clock to make sure that, quote, everybody, no matter what size, they've even recommended a $5,000 sales tax exemption.
$5,000 exemption?
Yes.
Well, it puts me in a terrible position.
Right.
But they're under the guise of fairness. They would like to have it taken all the way down to $5,000 and that anything above $5,000 is unfair to create a level playing field.
Yeah.
So
like
what,
a level killing field.
What can we do in the eBay community to help stop this bill?
Well, the first and most important thing that you all have been doing is to continue to participate through ebaymainstreet.com and contact your members of Congress. Talk to your members of Congress in your neighborhoods, in your homes, where they are and where they'll listen to you. When reach out to your state legislators also to say that really for Main Street, you are the new Main Street. You are the folks that are creating jobs in your localities who are not moving to take advantage of anything, but are located in places in which you now have a global marketplace. And but for that global marketplace, you wouldn't be able to have the opportunities you have. Telling them that through ebaymainstreet.com or reaching out on your own will make a huge difference.
That's ebaymainstreet.com is the website to go where you can learn how to participate, and actually gives you more information on how to contact your local congressman
for absolutely
letting your voice
be heard.
And it's
easy. You can't, I mean, it's the systems are set up to make it remarkably easy for you to reach out to your member of Congress by just putting in your zip code, and we can bring you right to the right location to send a letter or sign a petition or to contact them individually.
Todd, it's always a pleasure. I want to give out the website again. It's ebaymainstreet.com. You can follow Todd on Twitter at Todd Cohen and also at ebaygr, which is eBay Government Relations, ebaygr.
Yeah, and remember, it's Todd Cohen with one D, T-O-D-C-O-H-E-N.
Right, that's a one D. We took
one
the last D.
D
off, right, for delicious.
To save you money.
Right.
Thank you, Todd.
Thanks so much. It's always great to talk to you.
Thanks, everybody. Have a happy holiday.
You too, Todd. This segment was brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Up next, open phones at 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio.
Reply Manager is coming to the rescue of many online sellers. Kirsty Smouse of eBay top-rated seller Revant Optics was overwhelmed by the success of her e-commerce business, especially when it came to customer emails.
We used eBay messages, so we had more than one email address. So yeah, a lot of bouncing around between the different interfaces.
She explained how Reply Manager provided a solution.
Route several support email addresses into just one location.
Next, Reply Manager organized her conversations with customers.
We can take emails from the same customer and put them into one continuous thread.
Reply Manager works for Kirsty's employees, too, without giving them her eBay password.
You can leave notes so everyone is on the same page.
Reply Manager helped Kirsty get her customer emails under control, and it can help you, too. For more information, visit ReplyManager.com.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to shipping nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
Sometimes it seems nobody knows what your online business is actually about. The product sourcing, the fulfillment, the different stores, all the accounts, the taxes. You work real hard to make it profitable. Well, Cabbage gets it. They know what it takes to put the pieces together. And when you need some extra working capital to boost your bottom line, just ask. And they'll take a quick look at your e-commerce history and know instantly how much of a Cabbage advance to send. CabbageWithAK.com. They believe in you.